This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
In Canada, always a great caller. Literally the next caller in line, woman calls in and says, what's the secret of the universe? Well, the answer is free will and merging with God and following God's will. It doesn't mean I've got the secret of the universe. I can kind of look at it. It doesn't mean I'm it. So finish up, Carlos, the great points you're making.
Well, Satan is a spirit, and he can't do anything to you any more than a spirit, because they're not material. They're immaterial. So when the temptation arises for Christ to say, well, why don't I take over the world? He says, no. And Satan disappears, period.
He says, get behind me, Satan. He says, get behind me.
Exactly. However, if that same temptation should happen to another human being who does not reject it and says, okay, I'm talented, I have money, oh, I can run over the world, right? So let's say, for example, a person like Bill Gates, okay? He says, look, there's 7.2 billion people. If I can convince the 7.2 billion people that they need to take a vaccine, and I can charge $2,400 with Remdesivir, whom George Soros owns the company Gilead, then we can make 7.2 billion people pay $2,400. That's in the trillions. So there is evil, because you see, the Remdesivir, we know, doesn't even work. So there you got a problem that becomes, is not in accordance with your nature, which is evil.
And Fauci put out a fake study that it only helps you 8% more, but that's a lie. Exactly. It's ridiculous.
Right. So that's the Antichrist. You see, the Antichrist is the human being who, with their talent and their money and their power, decides to go against states, against government, free will, against the church. Look, Black Lives Matter. But to kill a young woman because she says all lives matter is a terrorist organization.
Is that not pure Satanism? You come with a gun and say only Black Lives Matter. That she says no. It's like Christians being thrown into the Roman arena. She literally says no, all lives matter, and they blow her head off. I mean, well, how is that not? That is sensationally evil, and the whole media backs that up.
Sir, with all respect to the media and to all of those people that think that was a great deed, let me tell them something. That's the act of a terrorist organization. And if George Soros is running a terrorist organization, he should be put in padlocks the next dollar he gives it. Because you know what? That's not what people are protesting about. Police brutality is real. There's no debate about that. Police should be corrected, and the government, I hope the president does something about it. But to burn churches has nothing to do with police brutality.
Sir. Exactly. It's an evil agenda that's hijacked it. Where do you see this going? Gut level, do you think Trump's getting more hardcore, starting to turn the corner, or you still think he's in trouble?
No, I think the president of the United States is what the American people deserve now, providentially. And if the people of the United States do not use the power of the ballot, they will face the power of the bullet. That's what happens, okay? So be smart, be safe, do which is in accordance with your nature. Put your hand in your heart and say, is the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, when she says, bring the best out of children, that is the most powerful message that history can teach any nation. Because when a nation brings the children to its full potential, that is a nation worth keeping. But when a nation does not make the best potential of a human being, like your previous caller who questions, what about the universe? What about goodness? What about God? And embraces immortality through free will, Alex, free will to choose God. That is the biggest gift you can give to yourself for having been alive.
Exactly. God bless you, my friend. That's it. I mean, Satanism is an attack on free will and choosing to go against God's law, which is victory. I mean, God's law is just success, everything good, and it's just crazy that people choose not to go with God. Now, when we come back, I'm going to host into the fourth hour, so we'll get to all the callers. If you want to hold, if not, you can hang up and call back. But Joel Skousen, I'm trying to get into town to do a two-hour special on strategic relocation. He's about to join us via Skype and get into the podcast. politics of the world right now and where we are and what he thinks is about to happen this election. We'll talk about it all straight ahead, COVID-19 and more, with Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson sites, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Joel Skousen runs worldaffairsbrief.com. He's the editor there. He was a Naval Marine Corps aviator in Vietnam. His family's been at the forefront of exposing the globalists from the beginning, Cleon Skousen. And I really respect his view because it's one of the most accurate views out there. And I'm trying to get him to town soon. I think he's agreed to do it, to come do 2 hours on my show, 2 hours on David Knight, 2 hours on Owen, or more, just about where to strategically relocate. Because I personally cannot live in Austin anymore and pay for the abortions, because if you live here, it's the only county in Texas where they make you pay for abortions, and it's just too dangerous now. They've got homeless everywhere, communists everywhere. It's like L.A. is emptied out here. It's really out of control. But then where do I go? And I've studied the country, so I know when I've studied his book and his film about this, that's very accurate. But we made the film 5-6 years ago. The book's 5-6 years old. There's a new edition. We'll show that to you. But we're not here to sell books. We're here to understand that there's a system coming in that doesn't want families, that doesn't want free will, that wants to create a system so horrible, a false reality so horrible, that children are born into something where they can't even differentiate and can be tricked into giving up with their free will. So I didn't talk to Joel Skousen before he came on of worldaffairsbrief.com and joelskousen.com about what he wants to cover up front, but just the big picture, because he always talks about Trump is not a bad guy, but Trump doesn't have good advisors, and it's totally true. It's been proven right that he does understand conspiracy. He doesn't understand the big issues, and that's his pitfall. So do we advise the president? Do we predict what's coming next? You know, the big war with China, the election fraud, the biggest perils. Joel Skousen sees for the next 8 minutes before we go to break. Joel, you have the floor. What do you want to hit first? What do you want to impart to the audience first?
Well, first of all, let's talk about Donald Trump. He does, with his instincts, see some things. He just reposted on Monday a tweet by another person saying that we're being lied to about the pandemic. And that means that Trump has good instincts about that, but he doesn't have the backup information. So the White House comes out and this book says, oh, no, there's no disagreement with Fauci. He's fine. They're undermining the president because the president doesn't have anyone around him to feed him the facts, that the tests are not accurate. And that's what's driving this agenda, is that everyone's testing positive. Well, the death rate is plummeting. So we know the tests aren't accurate. We know that the tests pick up all types of coronaviruses, not just COVID-19, and that anyone dying is because of chronic disease and immunodeficiency, virtually 100%. Nobody who's healthy dies or even really gets
sick. So it doesn't matter if he takes control of the testing, because still they're going to engage in fraud.
Well, that's right. I don't know how you take control of the testing. The point is they falsified the test. They don't have a gold standard. A gold standard on a COVID-19 test would be a complete genetic breakdown, which would take a couple of weeks to do for every test. That's what it would take to actually determine, because there's so many refined little pieces of RNA. When you take a common piece of RNA that's about that's common in any coronavirus, and then you amplify it with a PCR test, you know, sure, you're going to have tons of false positives. But there's this needs to be outlawed. There needs to be Trump needs to say, you prove to this group of scientists that this test is valid and actually does pick up COVID-19 and only COVID-19, or we're going to stop the testing and we're going to, you know, declare this pandemic.
Well, let's stop there. That's exactly where I was going. I'm going to start over. You're perfectly right. What is the blueprint? You just said it. Trump says, I want you to scientifically prove your fraudulent test has been proven wrong, and that will shut them down. So give your advice right now, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, to President Trump.
Well, President Trump needs to shut down this phony testing by, he can't arbitrarily do it. He's got to have scientists, and there's plenty of them who say this test is not valid. And he needs to say, you prove that it's valid within, you know, 5-10 days, or I'm declaring this pandemic over. And, you know, the great thing he could do, he's being too silent. You know, a tweet just isn't going to do it. He needs to come out and campaign very strongly that this is a phony pandemic. This has been done not only to destroy the American economy, but also to destroy my reelection chances by making everyone dissatisfied with the country. And if he starts to come out and fight this, there are a tremendous amount of people who already suspect that this is baloney. People are resisting the mask mandate all over the United States. It's just totally unnecessary. The masks don't work. It's just hype, and people are getting tired of it. So Trump could become extremely popular.
No, I totally agree. If he tackles this and exposes a fraud and exposes Fauci, he will win. If he stays basically in the middle of this lukewarm, he's going to lose.
Exactly right, Alex. And he is staying middle because he's got advisors saying, oh, no, you can't contradict Dr. Fauci. But by the way, in Italian means Jaws, plural. Dr. Jaws is part of the deep state. He's making millions for his organization and himself personally. So is Bill Gates. They're formulating an RNA vaccine, which is going to be very dangerous. There's going to be a vaccine mandate eventually. That's one of the reasons.
It's so easy to destroy Fauci with the insider trading and the conflicts of interest. I mean, Trump's got him.
That's right. Now, he's going to get a lot of backlash from the news media, you know, talking about conspiracy theories, and they'll say, oh, all this has been debunked about Fauci. That's why he's got to have the facts. Trump, if he's wise, he better hire an advisor and know what's going on in the deep state who can get the facts for him, someone who can run and knows how to find the experts to get him the facts to back these things up. Because if they attack Trump in the media and he's got the facts to back him up, he can destroy them. But if they attack him and he doesn't have the facts to back up, they just say, oh, he's tweeting again, then it's going to be a problem for him. So, you know, there's a lot of other things going on. But right now, our biggest problem is going to be to reelect Donald Trump. Not because Donald Trump has really changed much. He has slowed down the globalist agenda. He's given them fits just because he keeps changing his mind. But they want him out of the way. And I'll tell you, if Joe Biden gets in, we're going to have complete loss of free speech and gun rights. We're going to have the Green New Deal shut down.
Talk about that. What happens if Joe Biden gets in? What they're planning?
Well, Joe Biden is already talking about doing a climate change agenda. He's talking about doing anti-discrimination, increasing anti-discrimination laws. He's going to take Black Lives Matter, which isn't about Black Lives Matter. It's about shutting down your free speech and shutting down the free speech of CEOs and college professors everywhere. I mean, there's just a vendetta on if anyone even refuses to take a hostile point of view against Western culture. You're racist. They're just name-calling all over the place, and someone needs to really stop it. I mean, the censorship is incredible that's going on.
Well, that's now. It. I mean, Western Christian civilization is antithetical to the satanic New World Order. So it must be attacked. And all these CEOs think you capitulate, it goes away. No, you capitulate, it's the end. We need to stand for the cross, for Christ, for the West now. How do we do that?
You know, it's really hard when they have all of the levers of power tied up. I mean, they've got Google under their control, Amazon under control. My book, Strategic Relocation, the fourth edition, just got taken down on July 3rd. On Amazon. They removed my listing. It was the only one up there. and they have refused to put it back up. They keep giving me excuses, you know, saying, oh, it didn't have this technical, and I changed that. It didn't have this, and I changed that. And didn't. And finally they came out and said, we had to take it down without reason, and said, you can get it back up by removing all inventory. And what kind of an answer is that? They're just messing with me. It's like what happened to you years ago with YouTube, Alex. And of course,
well, they're attacking anything that's competent. They don't want competent information out there.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's a war of information, and they know that if people get the right information, most Americans are still good people. The violent Black Lives Matter minority is still a very small minority, but it's growing because of the public education system indoctrinating.
Oh, it's being fanned. It's promoted by the. Stay there. Phil Scales is our guest. Absolutely. It is the establishment. It is the man. Black Lives Matter is not the underdog. It's not the rebel. It is Satan's army literally masquerading as black people as its cover. When it truth, it wants to exterminate every person they can, including black babies. Phil Scales and World First Briefs, our guest. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Scales at worldaffairsbrief.com, editor-in-chief's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And Joel's a smart guy. He's studied this politically, economically, militarily, but also from a spiritual perspective, which I think is dead on. The more I researched, the more I get into it, and what he's talking about is actually what's happening. So let's look at this. I'm going to throw you a wild card here. From the perspective of God versus Satan on this planet and free will, this test we're part of, what is Satan planning to do to America? And what does Donald Trump need to know to counter that?
Well, Satan, you know, we're getting a front row seat to what Satan is doing. He's got a core of people who I believe there is revelatory control of a core of hierarchy of the globalist conspiracy. And they in turn control a lot of impressive dark side figures within the administration, what we call the deep state. The deep state is not running things. They take orders from higher up. But it's interesting that Satan uses a great deal of yesmanship from people so that a lot of many, many millions of people who are involved in Black Lives Matter and other things don't know about the conspiracy that's ultimately running the show. But they're yes men. For example, the COVID-19 phony pandemic could not have been done without an excessive and false honor towards the medical profession. And so the education and media establishment has built up doctors over the year as the gold standard of something that we should always listen to. And so even though this does not look evil on its own, now it's being used for evil purposes. So it's very, very important.
We know historically that authoritarian regimes use medical systems to push tyranny because it's trusted.
That's right. And it shouldn't be trusted. The medical system is very authoritarian. The reason the doctors are going along with what's happening, even though they know and have their suspicions, I just consulted with one in Oklahoma this past week.
Oh, the state senator in Minnesota's under investigation to be fired because he said it's overhyped and showed the numbers. Sorry.
That's exactly right. And every doctor knows if they do not follow the CDC guidelines on this stuff, they're going to have their license revoked. So it's all about licensing and control. And the legislature has turned over their powers of control over the medical system to state licensing boards. And so they're completely independent of the
legislature. And that's under NIH and that's under WHO. So that's how we get the UN attack.
That's right. So there's a hierarchical system. Of course, I've said long ago, you know, the propaganda that our children get in public schools is finally coming home to roost. It's been over for a long time. It's just so much visible to people because now when the media comes out in favor of this phony Black Lives Matter and destroy Western civilization, call everyone a racist, including Christopher Columbus and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, so many of the public educated and college educated people who've been indoctrinated are suddenly on board, and we say, what happened? Well, it's been going on for dozens of years. It started when I was in high school in the 1960s when we had Marxist and Leninist professors starting to pump this thing into the schools.
And you said that 20 years ago they go after Washington and the flag, that they want that.
That's right. That's right. Now, there's a misconception among many people commenting on the Internet, Alex, about this being a resurgence of communism, because there's a lot of Marxists and communists involved in the Black Lives Matter movement. But this is true. But they have to remember that these are the globalists, like George Soros, who are funding these things. And they have long, ever since the beginning of the last century, they have been funding communism to break down the social order so that they can come in with an alternative solution which people wouldn't accept. going from free market to the semi-socialism of globalism.
Exactly. Communism brings down the capitalist system, but it's not the system. It just brings it down to bring in the globalist system.
That's right. Who comes in with a more moderate form. It's still socialism, but they tell you, you own it, you're still free, you still have fundamental rights, except. There's all kinds of exceptions, both to regulate, just like the EU Constitution. You've got the right of free speech, except. You've got the right of private property, except. And those exceptions are when the society needs it. It's just incredibly deceptive. And so this is a very serious satanic agenda. What Donald Trump needs to know is that he's got to learn to fight openly. He doesn't have to mention Satan necessarily, but he's got to fight.
No, but I agree. He has to call it out as a Chi-Com globalist plot. He has to hit it head on. That's what has power.
That's right. And he has to also, for example, defund the left. One of the ways that he could do that is to get the IRS to investigate the Open Society Foundation of George Soros and Democracy Alliance. Those are the two major 501c3 organizations that are funding terror, domestic terror in the United States. And that's illegal. But they do it with a very sophisticated money laundering system. For example, Democracy Alliance will give grants to Black Lives Matter Foundation, which is not a 501c3 organization, not a charitable.
Explain this fraud, because I talked to the FBI. They don't even understand this. I know your uncle's a famous FBI agent who exposed this. Explain how we bring them down, cutting their money off.
Well, we have to. 501c3 charitable organizations are not allowed to give money to non-charitable purposes. They're not allowed, let alone domestic or violent groups and things. And so what they do is they have, for example, the Black Lives Foundation. They give them a certain amount of money and they tell Black Lives, you give to some of our charitable foundations so that we can excuse giving money to you. Then you use what's left over to fund Black Lives Matter and the violence. And believe me, they are funding this stuff. They are paying protesters. For example, there was a major manager of a Marriott hotel, a national hotel chain, who said 2 weeks after the shutdown, when the hotel was nearly empty, suddenly a lot of people started coming in the street paying cash. These are for $200 and $300 a night rooms. And they were a lower class individual. They came in and the rooms of the hotel staff started talking about all the drug paraphernalia, the needles, the feces on the floor, the food that was dumped on the floor. It was just trash after trash. These people, of course, would never be able to afford a hotel like this. This went on for 2 or 3 weeks, and finally the staff at the Marriott started to call the police on these people. And once the police started coming, a lot of them started to clear out. But finally, the Marriott staff put two and two together because the protests, the BLM protest, has started at the same time these people arrived in the hotel, that these were paid protesters, and that's why they were all paying with cash. And they're a low-class type of individual. They have no principles. They don't care about Black Lives Matters. These people are criminals, druggies, and people who don't like American society. They're
well,
being
that's
paid
been confirmed.
By someone.
That's why they beat up women and children. They shoot people at red lights, and the media says it's good. That's what's crazy, is the media set the precedent to kill innocent people, and it's a good thing.
Yes, and, you know, governors have even said, you know, everyone's got to wear a mask, but Black Lives Matter protesters are exempt from that. I mean, here, the people who are creating the violence and the protests in the phony name of Black Lives Matter are being exempted from these things. So this
Joel,
is
let me ask you this. More advice to the president when we come back in the final segment. And we're going to get you in studio to talk about strategic relocation because, I mean, we have to think about the collapse of civilization. And the biggest thing we can do is just remove ourselves from this. And I've never wanted to go that direction, but I tell you now, I just have a heavy weight on me to just get away from these people and just get my family and get away from it. I'll still be political. I'll still fight it. But at a certain point, you got to realize that the only thing you can do is protect yourself. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Things are watching all this unfold. I have to tell you that people on the street, callers, everybody now know it's a spiritual battle. And so I see us going from this last few decades of people being spiritually asleep, kind of living on our laurels, to a great awakening. So I don't want to be overly positive. If you disagree, Joel, I respect you. Tell me I'm wrong in your view. But I just think there's a huge awakening happening, and this whole Antichrist system and everything is about suppressing that. So can you speak to any good news you have or the period in history you think we're in right now?
Yes, I can, Alex. First of all, I think that It is a small minority that is awakening, and permanently so, and realizing finally, yes, this is a conspiracy, this is not justified. But unfortunately, the mainstream of America is buying into this COVID-19 because it's wall-to-wall propaganda, especially focused on conservative states who really, they've always wanted to subvert those. But here's some really good news. There are millions of parents who are deciding to homeschool now rather than send their kids back to school with masks.
Exactly. So this has really backfired, hasn't it?
It really has. This is probably one of the most important things to drive people out of the public schools. Why should we send people out of public schools when they're going to have to wear masks? They're going to have to, they don't have any social interaction. They don't have anything. And so, unfortunately, the states are trying to put a block on that. They're trying everything they can to stop people from leaving the public school system. The Homeschool Legal Defense Fund, which is the most important lobby in the United States that needs your support, and is fighting and emailing constantly state officials and school board officials telling them it's illegal to stop parents from leaving. They're trying to do it. They want it both ways. They want to control and destroy the economy. They want to keep people under these control agendas, but they don't want them to leave. And, you know,
can you imagine the cult, too, of making them wear masks and stay 6 feet apart? I mean, this is cult brainwashing.
Yeah, it really is. Now, the important thing to remember is that there's also another thing that's driving this positive that's happening. There is a wave of people, Alex, that are leaving the cities. They are realizing
that's why you're coming. That's why you're coming in 2 weeks. I feel a drive that I've never felt beyond like getting married, having children. I've never felt a drive to go farm and go to the country. I literally, I've never felt the pressure like this.
Well, that's right. I mean, I'm in rural central Utah. We don't have any restrictions whatsoever. Life is normal, and a lot of people are realizing that the only place there are restrictions are in high-density populations.
So what is that drive I'm spiritually feeling? What is that?
Well, I think it's, the Lord knows that he's going to have to let Satan win win this battle to a certain extent. I'm not talking about the remnant he'll save, a remnant, but
win the battle, he's going to lose the war. But he's got to, Satan has to win the battle.
That's right. He's got to win the battle because people don't deserve to keep their liberty when they've been dumbed down and they haven't been listening to conscience. They're buying junk food. They're eating lousy. They're not healthy.
So why is my conscience telling me, get out of the city now, like ordering me?
Well, because everyone who's got a sensitive conscience is getting a message from the Lord to get prepared or get out of the big cities, get out of the way. There's only one way to avoid the surveillance trap, and that's to get out of the big cities where all the cameras and all the sensors are. And there's just no other way to escape. But for the sake of one's children, people need to get out of the public schools. I don't care what it costs you. Do not.
Oh, who cares about the new car and the big house? It means nothing. Freedom is everything. So that's why you're here. That's why you're here in 2 weeks. Where should I move then?
Well, you know, moving is a very complex decision because it has to do with how far you got to travel to work, which is going to limit your abilities. It's got to, your children, if they're in private schools, what your church is like. It's a matter of population density. One of the things that I generally recommend is people need to get about an hour's drive away from the major cities. That's too far for people to walk.
So the bare minimum, I agree, is get outside the big city. That's the first thing.
That's right. And then you've got to get into places where you can put a basement in. You can't have high security construction and concealed safe rooms without a basement type. So you want to be in basement capable area, and you want to be in some place where you can grow, because there's going to be famine after this war is coming. I know we haven't been talking about war because of this phony COVID crisis, which is.
Oh, but look at China. It's heating up.
That's right. It is heating up. And China, this is 100%. Prediction on my part. There is no room for error. There will be a war with Russia and China. And so don't let aversion and the inconvenience, let COVID motivate people to get out of the big cities and start getting prepared for the larger threats.
I'm 46 years old, and I've certainly learned to follow my gut. My gut is 100%. Get to the mountains, grow stuff, get ready, get your family. I mean, it hammers me now where, like, every second it's like, get out, get out, get out, get out. I mean, it's 1,000 times what it was 5 years ago. I mean, it's like an order. Get out now. Leave now.
I've got doctors who are clients who realize that this vaccine is going to mandate it. They're not going to take it. Their medical license is going to be on the line. They're talking about, how do I consolidate my finances, get out of debt, and get out of town before this happens?
So it's about to be a major separation.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is one of the purposes. If the Lord's going to bring down retribution on the wicked and the evil, he's got to separate out the people.
And that's exactly. These cities are about to probably get nuked. That's why God's like, get out of them.
And if they're not nuked, because the nuclear first strike will fall on military targets only, but still there's going to be a lot of fallout. There's going to be an EMP strike, which precedes that. That's going to bring down all the markets, all the internet. You can't order anything. If cash is already gone, you're going
to
be
out. So that's
the
order to get out of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like, get out now.
That's right. Because as inconvenient it may be to relocate now, it's going to be infinitely worse if you try to do it during war. It's going to be infinitely worse if you wait 2 years if they
keep
this.
It's going to be impossible.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk about that on July 28th when I come into town, and I hope everybody put that on their schedule. I also want to mention that I talked about the funding of Black Lives Matter through the illegal use of 501c3 organizations. This week's World Affairs Brief talks about that and gives all the evidence of how they do that funding, and that's what President Trump needs to say. You know, IRS,
by the way, they're run by weathermen people. I mean, they're run by terrorists.
Former Black Panthers, former weathermen, former domestic terrorists that are running these organizations. But Donald Trump needs to know that he's got to put a special prosecutor into the IRS who will do his bidding and make sure they do a proper investigation. Otherwise, the IRS is full of liberals, is going to come back and say, oh, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. But people can get a free sample copy of that Friday's World Affairs Brief if they simply email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send you that issue.
All right, in closing, what does Trump need to do right now? I think he should just openly go after Fauci for insider trading and connections to the vaccines.
Well, but the first thing he needs to do is get somebody on board who can help him get the facts. You can't run against this battle with the media just on instinct. You can't do it, Donald. You've got to get... if you've got any contacts with the White House, and I know they're going to try to block you from getting the president, but you've got to get someone inside.
Oh, no, Trump definitely listens, believe me. That's why they try to block everything.
That we can talk to, that we can direct, that can help get the proper information to Donald Trump, and especially, he needs to know about all of the deep state activities funding terror so that he doesn't get sniffed into.
You know, Joel, I should have you in next week. I'm out taking care of I'll be working next week, but I'm out next week. You should host 2 hours for Roger Stone, because Roger does have all the contacts, and Roger knows we know what we're talking. We should develop a plan, because they are so scared of Roger, just a conduit. They're so scared of that. So let's talk next week before you come to Austin.
All right.
Joel Skousen, God bless you, and thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Folks, we're down to the quickening right now. I mean, you better know that, I mean, my instincts are just get out of here and quit this show right now. Because war is coming, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? My children have no future if we don't win this. So I'm going to stay in position until the end. Stay with us. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Mother shot dead in St. Louis. And then, the rest of the story.
As Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests continue to rage across the country, tensions are beginning to rise between these extreme groups and the average American who has grown tired of the endless destruction and chaos ravaging their city streets. One of the most common ways we see people fighting back against Black Lives Matter is simply with the phrase, All Lives Matter. Unfortunately, in our heightened political climate, this phrase, which has oftentimes been met with much controversy, has led to the shooting and ultimate death of 24-year-old mother Jessica Whitaker. Whitaker, who leaves behind a 3-year-old son, was shot and killed in Indianapolis last week by Black Lives Matter members after uttering the phrase, All Lives Matter. According to her fiancé, Jose Ramirez, he, Jessica, and two other friends were hanging out alongside the canal in Indianapolis when someone in their group allegedly used a slang version of the N-word. The word then prompted a confrontation by a group of strangers who began shouting Black Lives Matter, to which Jessica responded, All Lives Matter. Tensions became heated when the BLM group brandished weapons, prompting Ramirez to do the same. The group then decided to work things out and ended up walking away after the initial confrontation. However, just minutes after walking away, members of the BLM group opened fire on Jessica's group from a nearby bridge, resulting in her dying from a bullet wound to the head. Jessica's sister, shared that Jessica did not have a racist bone in her body, and since her murder, BLM and anti-police accounts have flooded the social media accounts of Jessica and her family to smear her name and justify her killing, calling her a racist and a white supremacist despite no evidence that she used any racial slur. Her father also pointed out that this incident happened well over a week ago during the 4th of July weekend. However, neither CNN nor Fox News, two of the news outlets that have been intent on sharing stories centered around race tensions, have reached out to cover the story, with the Gateway Pundit being first to bring light to the story on a national scale. However, this isn't the first incident of black-on-white hate crime the media has refused to cover. As racial tension continues to rise in America amid the George Floyd riots and protests, many members of the white community have fallen victim to being falsely accused of racism and have suffered greatly as a result. Let's not forget this 50-year-old Macy's employee who was punched in the back of the head and beaten after two men alleged that he said the N-word. He was on a phone call prior to the attack, and recordings of the call vindicated him of the false allegations. And surveillance footage also showed the suspect approaching the employee from behind and punching him in the head in an unprovoked attack, countering the fake story he laid out to the media. If the roles had been reversed and a white man was beating a black man, it would be a national story for months. But since that was not the case, the story quickly dissipated, with prosecutors sharing there was not enough evidence to charge this incident as a hate crime. Let's also take a look at this pregnant woman who was harassed and threatened at a Chipotle when a black teen alleged that the woman bumped into her.
She bumped into me when I
was... No, she did something wrong. She needs to apologize.
If
she
did this, ignorant woman, bumped into a 15-year-old.
Correct?
And you're on camera.
Okay.
You're feeling threatened.
Okay, well, go in.
No, Mom.
I got this.
You're blocking me from getting
on camera, dumbass bitch. Yeah, I said it. You say something, I'll beat your white ass. Oh,
you
will. Do something. Please put your
hands on. You cannot just walk around
calling her. Why would you bump her?
This is not that
kind of
world.
Why would you bump her?
White people are racist.
Why would you bump her?
No one.
Why would you bump her?
I care about you.
Why did you say sorry?
I care about you.
Why did you say sorry?
And I'm sorry if you...
Why did you say sorry? If you bumped into her, why did you say sorry?
No one is racist.
Her mother then decided to call the woman and her husband a racist, threaten and harass them as they tried to drive away. She then followed their car as they began backing up and slapped the vehicle, resulting in the woman brandishing her weapon in an attempt to finally get away. Guess who was labeled a racist and has since been charged with a felonious assault? That's right. The pregnant woman who was carelessly labeled a racist and then harassed, threatened, and bullied out of not leaving the area. And finally, because we could really go on all day, let's not forget this young 12-year-old boy who was dancing on a sidewalk when a grown man jumped out of his car and punched him in the back of the head in an attempt to play what seems to be the knockout game, a game centered around finding a white victim and trying to knock them out with one punch. The man is being charged with two felony assaults, but no hate crime. Would the outcome be the same if the races were reversed? And more importantly, if none of those incidents of black-on-white threats and assaults are hate crimes, then why is this? This couple simply painted over a Black Lives Matter slogan painted across their city and are being charged with a hate crime. Similarly, a person hacked into a digital traffic sign and wrote All Lives Matter, prompting their police chief and mayor to issue a sincere apology to anyone who drove by the sign. In Chicago, citizens changed the BLM slogan to read All Lives Matter, prompting news outlets to write about the defacing and vandalization of this great mural. But punch, falsely accuse, threaten, and even kill a white person, and you get off without the phrase hate crime even being uttered. As we continue to see an immense rise in racial tensions across America, the media continues to paint any counter-protest to the BLM message as a hate crime, while simultaneously ignoring the countless attacks and now murder of those who try to unify the nation through the phrase, All Lives Matter. This has been Savannah Hernandez with Action 7 News.
I regret very much what has happened about the flag. The flag that people look at now is a flag that was carried during the demonstrations against civil rights. It was carried by Ku Klux Klansmen and all that kind of thing, and that's what it represents to a great many people, and I don't wonder that they're feeling pain and wanting to take it down. I understand perfectly well they do that, but to my mind, they're misidentifying that flag. That flag represents many good things. And you have to translate yourself back into the time of secession to understand how some states should want to secede. The Constitution has not been amended in 61 years. This was the First Amendment, the Emancipation Amendment. It was the First Amendment in 61 years of the Constitution, and absolutely the First Amendment that ever had anything to do with anybody's private property. So they saw this amendment coming. They said, we don't want any part of this union. We want to get out of it. And people who say slavery had nothing to do with the war, just as wrong as the people you say slavery had everything to do with the war. That was a very complicated civic thing. Somebody once gave the best definition of that war I've ever heard. He said it was a war of one form of society against another form of society. And because one of those forms of society included chattel slavery, and the other side didn't, except to a limited extent, it's always been identified as a war over slavery. Believe me, no soldier on either side gave a damn about the slaves. They were fighting for other reasons entirely in their minds. Southerners thought they were fighting the Second American Revolution. Northerners thought they were fighting to hold the Union together. And that held true throughout the whole war, except for some people who were absolute partisans on both sides. Far Eaters in South Carolina and abolitionists in Massachusetts. Southerners once said, I'm fighting because you're down here. If you want to invade my home, you've got me to fight. Others say you're trying to tear the fabric of the Union, therefore you should be put down and not allowed to do what you claim you want to do. It's a very complex subject, and I'm sorry to see it degenerate into such things as identifying that flag as a symbol of racism. It is not. It was never intended as such. Confederacy respected law above all things.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.